Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're going to talk about personalized nutrition as delivered by the American Nutrition Association. That's one of my favorite organizations. In fact, I'm on one of the boards of the American Nutrition Association because I feel it's important to carry on my work and build a legacy for coming years, because really there's nutrition is really the answer to America's health crisis. With me today is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Nutrition Association, my good friend and colleague, Corinne Bush. She has a master's degree. She is also a certified nutrition specialist, as I am. That's a credential that is dispensed by the American Nutrition Association. She's going to tell us a little bit about our mission. And a very special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners. A lot of people ask me the question, I want to learn more. I enjoy your podcasts. I want to get a little bit of a professional grounding in personalized nutrition, the way that I construe it, a more progressive version of nutrition than just looking at the recommended daily allowances, application of nutrition to treat specific medical conditions. And they're not anxious to take a master's degree program, which could take years and cost tens of thousands of dollars, or get a PhD in nutrition, which is even more arduous. So there are programs offered by the American Nutrition Association. There are gateway programs to help you better understand this complex field and the latest advancements. So without further ado, here's Corinne Bush of the American Nutrition Association. Corinne, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure to be here, Ron. And Ron, you misspoke when you said you're a member of the board. Ron is actually the chairman of our certification board, and that's the board that certifies our nutrition specialist. And Ron and I both have been in this work for a long time and very, very proud to be doing this.
Thank you very much, because I'm sometimes a little reluctant to toot my own horn, but I hire you as my official publicist. Thank you.
I accept the job wholeheartedly. So at the ANA, one of our core bedrock beliefs is that nutrition is for everyone. And we have spent about the past 60 some odd years educating and training physicians and nutritionists and other health professionals about nutrition. But now we have come to you with a really fantastic resource for the public. This is our first public-facing program. It's called Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. And as Ron mentioned, we are facing a chronic disease epidemic of proportions that have never been seen before, where one in every two people has a chronic disease, one in four has more than one chronic disease, and nutrition has the power to not only prevent, but to treat and even reverse chronic disease. And that's the message that we are getting out to the public, is how you yourself can take your health in your hands by embarking on this journey with us, with our one-hour course. It's actually 50 minutes, and it's called Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition.
And there are also various resources along with the approximately one-hour video course, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of PN, personalized nutrition. So topics include supporting your mental clarity, improving GI function, enhancing energy, maintaining your metabolic health. You know, with so many metabolic diseases, I really think that's the crux of pushing back against the pandemic, not just of infectious diseases, but metabolic diseases that threaten to sink our healthcare system. So really, this is the way to go. You can find out about it. Special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners. Normally, the course is $49, but as a special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to ana.org/Hoffman. That's the ana.org/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman29, because it's $29, for the exclusive discount.
Can I say a couple of things about
please.
Support? Is that, you know, what we do here in 5 modules in this almost 1 hour course is describe what personalized nutrition is. And really, as you referenced before, personalized nutrition involves learning about an individual and meeting them where they are in their health journey so that you can best affect health along the road with that person. Along with this course, where you'll learn what personalized nutrition is, though, you will learn some essentials of good nutrition that can be put into place that are practical. And even though the science behind them is very complex, the action steps are really approachable. So, you know, we could talk about a couple of them if you want to, but I think that it might be good to give an example because, again, the science is complex behind it. I'm thinking of soluble fiber, for instance, and I know that the essentials of that we talk about in the modules is adding more fiber. And soluble fiber is the kind of fiber that can sequester water in the GI tract. Doing so, then, it has vast effects on metabolic health. It lowers insulin throughout the day, which is really, really important. It helps us to detoxify hormones in a really important way. And of course, it's a prebiotic, so it's feeding the microbiome and enhancing microbiome health. So learning the distinction between soluble and insoluble fiber and what foods are included and what that does is one of the essentials of health that we talk about in that module. So again, they're relatively actionable, not relatively, they're very actionable steps that you can take that have very strong science behind them.
You know, we often talk about literacy campaigns, you know, like, for example, swim literacy, so that people don't, you know, go into knee-deep water and, you know, end up getting swept out by the tide and drowning. But I think that there's a real call for nutrition literacy, not just for health professionals, because God knows in medical school, in my personal training, it was woefully inadequate and remains to this day. But also just nutrition literacy on the part of the American public, because the controversies rage. We're subject to so much propaganda. The supermarket is a bewildering place to enter because, you know, labels are very opaque. It's hard to pick your way through the claims. This is healthy. This is fiber rich. This is low fat. This is low carb. This is gluten free. You know, what are the implications of these things for the average consumer? And I really wish that we could put this into the curriculum of, you know, elementary schools and high schools and colleges. But, you know, after you've left the educational system, you have to use guerrilla tactics to learn about nutrition, for example, listening to my radio program. So I think this is a great way to boost the nutrition IQ of the American public. So that's part of the mission of the American Nutrition Association. Tell us a little bit about your personal journey, because you are a practitioner. For many years, you practiced one-on-one with clients. Tell us a little bit about how you got personally involved in that.
Well, you know, when I graduated with my master's degree in nutrition in 1987, there really was no pathway for a person that wanted to practice personalized nutrition. We had just one single pathway, and that was towards dietetics. And that was not the path I wanted to pursue. So I kind of had to strike out on my own and be a maverick and hang my shingle and knock on doctors' doors and present myself and the knowledge base that I had. And I built a really strong practice at a compounding pharmacy and wellness center here in New Jersey, where I live and where I worked for 21 years. And that was really fantastic. One day, one of my interns came in and said, "You know what, Corinne? I just found out at school that there is a bill that had been introduced in New Jersey that would bar certified nutrition specialists from practicing." And she said, "I just spent $50,000 on a master's degree on finding that this path is not going to work for me." And I said,
"Wait, so hold on. So what this suggests is that there's an effort to monopolize the practice of nutrition, excluding people who are highly trained with advanced degrees, but offering a clear pathway for just one type of nutritionist, registered dietitians, of which many are superb and broad-minded. However, philosophically, I think there are some contrasts, I think, between the practice of registered dietitians and the practice of certified nutrition specialists. There are some registered dietitians who are also certified nutrition specialists, but you know, perhaps you can elucidate the difference."
Sure, indeed. Well, again, as you said, there are many registered dietitians who go on to seek advanced degrees and to learn about personalized nutrition. Among them are certified nutrition specialist RDs that are among our ANA family members. But remember that dietetics was the outgrowth of institutional food, feeding people as much and as quickly and expediently as they could. And so that was the ethos, if you will, of dietetics.
Shall we say more hospital-based? You know, in other words, the people hospital who would come to your bedside and formulate a diet that might be appropriate for your condition, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also acute care focus, because it's hospital-based, right?
Yeah.
So it's something within a hospital for a short period of time, hopefully. Whereas when we founded the new iteration of the ANA, so what we did was actually coalesce a number of organizations to form the personalized nutrition profession over the past 15 years. And so we have a journal, we have the certifying group that you are the chairperson of, and we have the ANA. So we have this new profession that's been formed that is really about getting to root causes, understanding how to do deep assessment. And, you know, I've always said this in my practice, that a person can come with their lab work from their doctor to me. And that's a great starting point. When you have a conversation and you learn about just the basics of a comprehensive metabolic panel, that's personalized nutrition. But then we could take it way beyond that, right? We could take it to a full genomics panel and many other types of assessment to really focus on what's going on with that individual. So yes, there are differences between registered dietitians and certified nutrition specialists. We both belong in licensing laws across the United States, and we indeed are included in licensing laws across the United States, including most recently New Jersey. And so that is where I started this whole journey about 15 years ago, with Ginger, my intern at the time, telling me her story and my thinking that, no, I don't think that that's a starter under my watch. So I looked around and I got in touch with the leadership of the certifying board that you now chair. And I became a member of that board, and I got very active in not only New Jersey, but in other states too, so that I could help to move the needle on purpose.
Right, and it sort of varies all over the map, because there are some states that are very open to the practice of certified nutrition specialists, yet others are kind of restrictive, saying that the only people who can dispense nutrition information legally are RDs, registered dietitians. So this is part of actually our political efforts to make sure that people all over the country have access to practitioners of their choice, particularly people who practice a progressive form of nutrition, such as certified nutrition specialists. So, okay, just an open question. We think highly of our credential. We think that, you know, we know a lot about nutrition and all the nuances, and we've studied hard and passed rigorous exams and gone through rigorous preceptorships to demonstrate our acumen. But what about the consumer? You know, it's kind of a free fire zone when it comes to people who purport to practice nutrition. There are health coaches. There are MD nutritionists like yours truly. There are registered dietitians. There are all manner of health professionals, chiropractors, nutritional chiropractors, for example. So what distinguishes a CNS, and how do people access CNSs? And is it important to access a CNS if you have a complicated health problem?
Definitely. So the CNS, we are experts in complex chronic disease. That's what we do. And I think you're so right. I was helping a friend of mine wade through a bunch of different functional medicine practices to uncover the person that might be best for her. She lives in North Carolina. And I was seeing so many different strings of letters after people's
Let's mention naturopaths too, because naturopathic NDs also have some degree of nutritional training.
Right. Naturopaths have lots of nutritional training, way more than physician. Unlike you're not the garden variety physician, but only 14% of physicians have had more than like an hour of nutrition within their education. So with the certified nutrition specialist credential, it requires a master's or higher in nutrition, or an MD. It could also sit for the certified nutrition specialist exam. It also has a 1,000-hour internship and a very rigorous exam. So it has the three E's. That's what states are looking for when they decide a credential is licensable. So that's education, experience, and exam. And so those are our three E's.
I just want to mention, for example, you can get a, quote, nutrition certification online, you know, like a 12-hour nutrition certification, and then you can hang some kind of diploma in your office or your workplace and say that you are a certified nutritionist. But our credential is certainly more rigorous and requires a great deal of commitment to study about nutrition and passing a fairly demanding exam. I remember taking the exam, and a passing grade on the exam, I think, was if you got a 79% or greater, you were a stud. You were doing fine. You could pass the exam. So I don't think anybody got more than a 95 on a very challenging examination.
Yeah. And then we're also certified, as you know, Ron, by the NCCA. And this is a third-party agency that looks very closely at a certification agency and deemed acceptable or not. And we have been NCCA certified now for many years. In fact, we just got word that our new accreditation period, we sailed through that.
It's a real imprimatur, an official imprimatur of the rigor and care that is undertaken in the training and certification of people who emerge as certified nutrition specialists. So, okay, other question. What if you, like, for example, physicians like me, or perhaps people who have, you know, they're health professionals, maybe they're naturopaths, maybe they're chiropractors, they don't want to go through 1,000 hours of supervised training. They don't want to take a super rigorous exam, but they want a basic grounding in nutrition. Is there a pathway for them as well?
Indeed. So glad you asked. We have a really wonderful modular online self-paced course, and it's called Integrating Nutrition into Practice, and that's exactly what the name entails of what it is. And so it's 44 hours of continuing medical education credits for physicians and other professionals that use CME, and that's tier one education, CME tier one. And it really does a nice deep dive in 44 hours into unpacking what personalized nutrition is, what assessment really is the gold standard for assessing a person's nutritional status and health status, what types of interventions are the most applicable. And then we go into thematics like type 2 diabetes and cancer and different...
Because organ system by organ system, in fact, it, you know, cardiovascular, renal, dermatological, endocrine, you know, it kind of goes into all these different subcategories so that you get a sense of how nutrition impacts each and every of these fields. And at the end of that course, and I took that course because, I mean, I didn't need to, but I said, let's check this out. The message I was left with is there is no realm within the field of medicine or health that is untouched by nutrition. I can't think of, you know, you might say, well, what about a subspecialty like, I don't know, dermatology? Yes. What about neurology? Absolutely. What about ophthalmology? Oh, yeah. Big time, right? So that people can begin to understand that for whatever conventional practice there is, and you may not want to become a nutritionally oriented physician like myself, but at least you should have an understanding of where nutrition can be part of an all of the above approach to help your patients. And I think that's the value of that course. What's it called again?
It's called Integrating Nutrition into Practice, and that's the name of the educational piece. There's also a certification attached. If the health professional takes the exam, sits for the exam, they can be certified as a personalized nutrition practitioner. And it's for all licensed healthcare practitioners.
But what we talked about at the beginning is the more introductory level for the layperson, and that's the Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition course, a self-paced one-hour course with video, plus resources, the news that you can use when grappling with basic nutrition questions. And you can just go to ana.org/Hoffman, use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. And I heartily recommend that for our intelligent medicine listeners. We got more to talk about when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the specific additional courses offered by the American Nutrition Association. Our guest today is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Nutrition Association, Corinne Bush. Corinne, hang tight. We'll be right back with more for our discussion. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.